What makes music special are the stories. The stories that connect an audience and their life experiences with an artist and their songs. I'm Dean Baldwin of SiriusXM, and this is my sound check, where every episode, in less time than it takes to brush your teeth and fix that first cup of coffee in the morning, you'll have the opportunity to check the levels on the newest music from artists who, in one way or another, share a connection to some of the most iconic eras of music. When talking about rock bands from the 1980s, it's easy to get distracted by the hair, the glam, the overtly and implied sexualization, both within the songs and the music videos. But I do have to say, after spending some time going back and watching some of those old music videos, they've got nothing compared to some of the music videos that we see today. But I digress. If you can actually get beyond all of that, what you find is music that was written with a certain kind of vibe, a hook, that had the ability to reach inside you and kind of just make you feel a certain way. Well, that mojo didn't get lost back to the 1980s. There are still bands today that are bringing that special kind of hook into their music. One such band has that familiar pop rock sound mixed with some blues and a whole lot of soul. Shadow and the Thrill. Friends, is Tony Cardenas, Montana. And before I go too much further, I want to point out that if you're in my age bracket, gray hair, then you've probably seen him before. Yep, there he is. Back when he was the bassist for Great White.
At that time, have you always, like, guitar-wise, you're phenomenal. You've got such a vibe. Oh, so rewinding back, were you a guitarist then and you just took the spot as a bassist, or were you a bassist and then you eventually, or have you always been both?
Well, I've always played anything I could get my hands on. As a kid, I'd pick up a mandolin or a toy guitar, or we had a piano, and I would always, when I was a kid, I asked for a bass for Christmas. My dad made the mistake of buying me a guitar. I'm sure he kicked himself in the ass every day for You know, it's a little more churchy, a little more gospel-y, R&B-like. And you know what? I'd love for CeeLo Green to hear our version. I think he would be taken aback, you know, because I'm a huge fan of him and his voice.
Now, as you can tell, Tony brings with him a kind of blues, a soul, that as a musician, you either find it on your journey or you don't. You either have it or you don't. It's as simple as that. But he also comes from an era of rock, a very special era of rock that had an affinity towards hook. And in the years following the 1980s, he would continue to write with that hook and allowing it to evolve over time, as you can hear in one of his bands from the early 2000s, Anna's Brother. Yes, there's a lot of new music coming out by artists who in one way or another are connected to either the vinyl era or the cassette era of classic rock. And within those bands, the Shadow and the Thrill is one that I'm really excited about their sound because of Tony's ability to blend both genres and generations. We're gonna lie down in the line. I'm gonna show you everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, man. We wanted to, we're definitely getting our, you know, late 60s, early 70s Motown vibe going on in there.
Shadow and the Throw would release their debut album, Sugar Bowl, in 2020, which was a challenging year for musicians as the public's attention was elsewhere, requiring artists to find creative ways to get in front of an audience.
I got it bad, you don't know how bad I got. 9 years of living alone. Well, I need a woman who's ready to satisfy me. Got it bad, and I'm ready to roll.
But it's 2024, and Shadow and the Thrill are working on some new music to be released this year. However, the times are changing, and with that, the strategy, the game plan with which a musician takes their music to market has also had to change.
We're going to just do one song at a time, I think. And once we get to a certain number, maybe we'll be able to package it up and do a vinyl, maybe a vinyl release like we did with Sugar Bowl on Deco. I think that's kind of what's going to go down. You know, I'm old school, right? Like I was raised in my life growing up as a kid, you aspired to be on a record label and to be able to get an advance to make an album, and you make an album and that act comes out and everybody gets to listen at the same moment, right? Like it's a shared, communal, experience. Like, when I'll never forget hearing Billy Squire for the first time on the radio and going, I mean, that's just an electric thing. What a great song, great artist, great sound, great vibe. Everybody heard it at the same time and everybody got turned on at the same time. That's what I grew up hoping for, or wishing for. And that's what, you know, being in a recording artist meant to me, but it's different now. So it's so much different now. So we're going to do one song at a time and just kind of let people just dig it. And once we get 10, we'll put some vinyl together because I like vinyl. I don't know, man. I finally got to hear my album on vinyl and I was just floored. It's such a different experience.
That shared experience that Tony was talking about really was special. And I get it. In many ways, you could make the argument that it still exists today, but it just feels different now, doesn't it? Which is why I'm excited to actually share some more snippets of their music with you. Some are songs that they're working on. Others are songs that you can find on their debut album, Sugar Bowl. But if this is the first time that you've heard it, then it becomes a shared experience with all of us. So check it out.
Can anybody say, when all these pretty images will fade away, away. Perfect hair and golden skin. You know you are.
Shadow and the Thrill. If you weren't familiar with them before, I hope you're excited to check them out now. And for many, while Tony may be closely associated with the sounds of the 80s due to his time as bassist for Great White, hopefully you can see that his musical influence is actually much broader, going much further back to sounds of the 60s and the 70s. So with that, I'm actually going to leave you with their cover of a Tommy Boland song Shake the Devil. Shadow and the Thrill with their cover of Tommy Bolin's Shake the Devil. Hopefully you dig them as much as I do. Well, for SiriusXM, I'm Dean Baldwin. This is my sound check. I'll catch you next time around.